Well, that's the letters of repentance. That's the letters of repentance. So that's what you ought to have done. And the oral tradition won't even notice it because after a little while, Ingrid Hakotesh.
Okay.
Ingrid Hakotesh.
Okay.
Benai Dahat. Elohim. Eloheinu.
Mm-hmm. Echad.
Echad.
Echad. Or just Echad.
Israel.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Then where's the, Eloheinu? Never mind. I don't want to do this right now. I'm getting too self-conscious. Bob's going to.
No, I know he's going to do crazy shit. That's just Bob.
Start yelling at this is all. I don't share my convictions because I don't want to condemn myself by doing so.
Hale's not so bad. Bob's been in hell for years. He don't mind.
You fucking condemned a long time ago, Sarah. You can't. Don't worry about getting condemned. You are condemned years ago. Okay. So forget about it. We let you in anyways. Stop worrying about people you're going to get condemned to. You are fucked, Sarah.
The last condemned prisoner. The last condemned prisoner.
It has nothing to do with being condemned. It's more about being pushed out, like not having to leave.
A baby.
Yeah, whatever you want to say, you're it. Pariah, okay. Outsider, fucked up, mentally disturbed, you're our token representative of that meme.
That's
all right?
Terrible.
So you ascend. Either fucking buy what I say or
I'll
ascend.
I'll take Sufi Prodigy. Let's do
okay,
that one.
You take Prodigy. Okay. Kabbalah.
Sufi Prodigy.
Seraphim. Seraphim. That's where that word comes from. Seraphim.
Seraphim. You better know it too, and don't be saying Metatron.
That's your tribe, Anytime I see a poet photograph of Sarah, she looks like what Bakun called the dark children. The dark children of the visual space, acoustic arts. That's what Sarah always looks like. You make yourself look so... Well, I don't want to say negative, but very, very morsel, like the Camarilla
it's
Brillo.
It's just the leveling of the
Dynamo
contrast
hum.
And lighting.
Contrast and lighting, you just did it perfectly. Okay, it makes Ion come. Ion comes immediately when he looks at pictures of you, but, you know, Ion's been everywhere, so we can't judge, can't really compare there with Ion.
They don't
come
call me
all
the
over
rocket.
The tree of
they
life.
They don't call me the Rocket Man for nothing.
you can see Ion's jism dripping from the tree of life as he came with wad all over the tree. Because he knew where the tree came from. Marilyn Monroe's vagina.
Protein.
It's all protein, right?
It's got what plants need.
Okay, I'm going to put you on mute, and we're going to go back to Bert. Roxy. Roxy, anything to say about what we've just said, Roxy, or are you sitting on the sidelines?
Oh, honey, we put it on the Goober Snatcher for you. Your next question that you didn't ask because you were self-conscious or whatever the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. you got anything to say, Roxy? If not, we go to Bert. Okay, Bert.
Well,
okay. Well, what, Roxy?
How did the letters really came forth? Who showed them the alphabet?
They haven't been written yet.
Ah, good cop of my Ion. You know, but the Kabbalistic letter.
The oral tradition says there's letters. People says they've seen the letters, but no one knows what they say. They know, they want to know what they say. They've given their oral tradition of it, but they have not been written yet. And that's the rub.
Excellent. Wow. Isn't that amazing, Sarah? You don't get that in your...
Is that where the men of letters in the one...
Madonna has sedum sect in L.A. or
Torah.
London
Torah.
Or someplace.
It's coming. The Torah.
But how did Bob bring literacy then? Did he create the letters?
I did, didn't I?
Or where did Bob got the letters from?
What did I do?
Tiny notes. He stepped off in the Thompson Quadrant one time, and he stepped off in the Thompson Quadrant one time, and the motherfucker never came back.
Well, you expose that, Roxy. The Thompson Quadrant, I slipped into their zone. T.S. Eliot.
And the Kabbalists also think letters are like hair.
Oh, by the way, we did the whole Hallow Men. It's on your recording,
yes.
And a little bit of the pre-show. It's all recorded when nothing was happening. We did that.
Yes.
We were not on mute. The little leprechauns, the little hackers let us in, Bob, by the grace of us. And we were able to do the entire Hallow Men by T.S. Eliot. It was good. It was extemporaneously done, not an oral interpretation. It's in recorded hours.
It's all recorded. Okay, good. Okay. Thank you, Roxy.
Yes,
very good.
It's all about the recording.
Why
do the Kabbalists think letters are like hair? Because hair captures information.
Mi a la mon son.
What is that, French or Creole?
Well, Creole is French, darling.
Okay. We'll take it.
Yeah, let's go back to Bert.
Well,
I'm going to mute.
Noah says he won't cut his hair ever again because it helps him with sensory in his environment. Is there anything to that?
That's fine to just plait it up, put in dreads, or get some big ponytails so he don't fall down on his fucking hair. Tie it up.
Yeah, I know.
Put him in pigtails. Put him in pigtails. Mm. About 3 days of that, and he'll be shit'll be gone. Dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Do the Medusa hair. Lay in dreadlocks with.
No, they're good. I'm asking. Is there any truth to that? Like hair follicles. Okay.
Hair follicles. What it worked great.
Do they really help him censor his environment?
No.
Or process sensory.
That's not even a word.
He's just being like, I'm magical hair. Okay.
He can have magical hair, and if he wants to grow hair, he can do whatever he wants to do.
Yes, he can. That's fine. I just wondered.
But he's responsible. See, you run around here with a great big dick, run around telling everybody you got a big dick, you got to put it out there. That's the thing that's coming in your place of power. You got to start using this power. Have y'all not watched The Magicians yet? We did put that in the files, didn't we?
I started it.
Man, what happened?
Well, I just keep thinking about Worcester and the five bodies in O.A.
Oh,
and then
the whore chaser.
Worcester, Chestershires. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thrill.
The pink bubs, the blue body, the blue light. You got the pink light. And fuck the red light. And then got
it crushed
light.
The red stone.
And it crushed the red stone. And they
snorted.
That's what
got
it
me so perturbed.
Crack cocaine. And they snorted it up. And it got him a buzz. And then the halls of Ashanti jumped up and said, when God takes a dump on your head, crafts it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, crafts it into a hat. That says, when God takes a dump on your head, crafts it into your hat, that says, and that's where it all ends, and then you have to go live in a little retirement home somewhere in Oregon.
So the tree of life, the diagram is that one of the two trees? Weren't they sycamore or what's that about?
Oh, sorry. I got blocked there. You guys didn't hear me talk about Finnegan's Wake, did you?
No.
Nope.
Okay. The line that Ian just said about shitting on the hat, I read that in Finnegan's Wake in the notes yesterday, or the day before. That very line was in, well, the guy interpreted that phrase from the line, and here's Ian saying it to me right here. So that's getting up there into Roxy synchronicity. You know, something happens in the week that relates to what Ian said. So I just want to put on record, Ian just nailed it on a phrase that I was looking at yesterday. I want to go to Bert. Did I mute you, Sarah?
No, I muted myself.
Okay. Yeah, mute yourself. Let Bert talk, because he had a question or two. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, let me unmute Ian before he takes off. Okay, Ian's back. Go
and
ahead.
That was the answer. That was the only answer that you ever got. See, there you go. Isn't that great?
Thanks, Ian. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like he was the dad on the Kardashians, and then all of a sudden he just disappeared.
Bang, bang, bang.
Chasing the whores. Whore chaser.
Mm-hmm. Whore chaser.
Go ahead, Bert.
Ion, is the
magic
Ion.
Dragon lives in the
sea. Ion, you said that the heart.
Oh, no, sorry. That
you,
was
said a
thing.
You said last week that you told Michael Brown that the arterials becoming ventricular. Is that an indication that the heart is now, put it this way, I asked this question. Is the heart pulling blood into the aorta now? When you said last week that the arterial is becoming ventricular, is that an indication?
Stop. We were answering your question. The heart has four chambers. There are four quadrants of the five-body chart. The tiny note is the pericardium, which makes it five bodies. And those are those quadrants in the heart, which are Bob's ridiculous tiny note, fucked up, beyond words, don't know it, why you write it, messed up, church of fucking sub damn genius, burn it to the hell away, no good, never not got no nothing to know, but it's the same thing that's in the heart.
And that's the change.
Story.
So Bob's chart is
shift.
The pericardium.
No, that's what you're, no, the tiny note is the pericardium.
The tiny note.
It's the fifth body.
Wow. And that's what you meant when you said the arterial is becoming ventricular last week.
Do.
Wow.
We're gonna muscle up your kneecaps too. So you don't fuck up your meniscus.
Is that what I was feeling last week, Ion? I know you. Okay, thanks. I have a question about the movement.
We're going to beep you. We'll beep you. We'll beep you up a little bit, Biggin.
You already have.
Okay.
I need to ask. I'm going to ask a question about the OA, the movements in OA. Can I ask that?
But Carolyn hasn't seen it yet, so if she says okay, we don't mind.
Yeah, okay, and it's meniscus, Ion. Meniscus.
What did we say?
Meniscus.
Meniscus.
You know, mitzvah, it's all over your...
Mitzvah, and meniscus. Meniscus, that's what we said. Didn't that what you just
no,
said?
No, it's meniscus.
That's what we said.
Meniscus.
Dude, that's on...
Okay, Bert,
that's both
go.
Of them. Meniscus is both of them. We're just talking about one side. He didn't have it in both of them.
A meniscus. Okay.
Ion,
see,
the
you got us in damn trouble. This is your fault. This is your fault. You weren't here when you were supposed to be here, and you got us in trouble. You got us hollered at and everything.
Okay. That's my bad.
Go ahead. Ion, OA
movements. In OA. The movements in OA. Are those movements in OA manipulating the pericardium?
Well, we would say everything is, but from an angelic position, it is a position set that way.
Okay, but you said angelic position.
Well, that's what the OA is.
Okay, so you're saying that angels have a pericardium then? Is that
what
you're saying?
They do.
Is the pericardium
the chest? When the bitch got shot in the chest, she bled, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
And when they did the movements, the blood went back into the goober bob in the
yep.
cage downstairs. Worcester land,
yep.
didn't it? They were surprised by that, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
And
so was the angel.
Those movements stop. Those movements have canonicalized meaning. It's called hand signals for the blind. Remember?
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
No. The angel was blind. Remember?
That's
the OA
it.
Was
yes.
blind.
Yes.
And that's all that mattered were those symbols. It's an energy place holder. That's what number one is going to get one way or the other. By the way.
Wow. So is the angel, the pericardium that the angel has, is it similar to what human creators have?
No.
Or is it totally different?
No. Totally different. Totally different. It doesn't pump anything. It just holds. Angels don't have that circulatory system. That's why they're not hot or cold or up or down or over or under. They are without feeling. They are contrived, not concerned. They are contrived, not concerned.
So that pericardium is just a holding place. So that holds their whole actions, and that's why they are the way they are, is because they have no feeling. It's just a knife then, huh? The pericardium, that's their ruling point.
A double barrel butcher knife.
Okay. Thanks. I have one final question, Ion.
Hey, Burp. Burp, give me a summary. Burp, what do you say about the movement, something to do with the pericardium?
Swallow
yes.
your food, Bob. Swallow your food.
Yeah.
Yes, Bobby, the movements in OA are manipulating the pericardium.
So you guessed that. Where'd you get that idea from?
Well, from just watching it and seeing the way they move the torso and looking at how
guttural,
the scapula.
The guttural. The guttural. The guttural grunt.
Oh, yeah.
Guttural
yeah.
grunt.
Yeah.
That did it.
That affects the pericardium.
Not by words. Not by words. Notice there's not one word.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what that is? That's, Bert, that's Zappa's movie in 1964, Captain Beefheart versus the grunt people. That's
yeah.
right
wavy,
there.
Wavy,
yeah.
wavy gravy. Wavy gravy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's coming here to Maui in a couple months. Wavy gravy's doing his eyeball quest, looking for eyeballs. SIVA, I think it's called, the organization.
I hope.
But,
eyeholes.
So there it is, Captain Beefheart versus the grunt people. Hmm. So you didn't get the grunt aspect, Bert. You just got the movement and how it affected the diaphragm? Is that what you were thinking?
Well, just the whole, when I watched it, I just had a feeling that it had something to do with the pericardium, and it had everything, the little grunts and then the movements and the way it just sort of like zipped, way they zipped the movements. It just made me think that when
can
I saw.
Do,
does one
can,
think
can
of the diaphragm? When you
stop,
say pericardium,
stop,
is the diaphragm
stop,
connected?
Stop,
no, I'm just checking
stop,
with Bert first. Ion, we'll get back to you. Now, is
yes.
it the diaphragm, Carolyn? Somebody, is it the diaphragm
yes.
is the means to the pair? Okay, all right.
Okay, Bob.
Tell
I
us
mean,
about the
Ion.
Fifth. No. Do you have the four movements?
Oh, I'll have to go back and look at that. No. Because it was
well,
like
Lord,
in
the... Bring cats. What the hell? You come in here talking about something, and then you want to know all that you know about it. And then we ask for the movements, and you don't even have the movements. We were going to move you from the fourth to the fifth fintad. And so the completion of the fifth movement, and you don't even have the four. See?
I don't have them memorized, Ion. I don't have them memorized, but some of them I do
you don't
have.
This is live. This is not Memorex.
Okay. Well, in order
show.
For you, in order
now,
for
you
to
do
those
how,
movements.
Do you realize how impossible it is to fuck up a re-recorded show? This has already been re-recorded. We're now having to now fix a re-recorded show. Do you realize how ridiculous this is? It's like we don't even have our stuff together. This is terrible. People, old people are in retirement homes laughing their ass off because they're watching the radio. And they're watching us fuck up the OA angel movements. And they're trying to get their nut on. And we're sitting here raising hell. And you don't even know what you're talking about. We're trying to get you to the fifth movement.
Okay, but here's, are those movements really important? Because they're for angels. Now, can a human creator that is on the ascension process, they can create their own movements?
Is that not what the OA did for those strange little ones? Those little ones were not angelic, were they?
No, they were not.
And though I have speak with the tongues of angels and have not love, you are the gods that can do more than the angels, you see.
Yes.
That's why the OA was trying to activate the human uns.
Okay, so that goes back to my question then. That means that you were saying, do I have the movements? I have some of the movements, but I can create my own to manipulate my pericardium. Is that correct?
What? See, that's interesting. That's great. That's beautiful. We think that's wonderful. You don't know the first four movements that you would mockingly not understand. Now you want to make your own that you don't understand.
But they're angelic movements, Ion. I am not an angel. There are angelic movements.
Listen very clearly. You are more powerful than the angels. You're saying that they have to bow to you. And, you know, and when you say, I'll tell them to bring you a pig to put your feet on, to warm your feet, they will.
Yes.
Do you know what a blue gin is?
Yes.
Tell us what a blue gin is.
Hey, that's an old question I have about the blue gin.
Remember the guy who painted them? Remember our listener who drew the blue gin? Nelson was his name, from Tennessee or someplace. Haven't heard from him in years. He drew the blue gin, or a comic version of it. But, Bert, I want to ask this. I think Roxy was trying to get there. She was talking about the IOA, the three aspects of something, weeks ago, before anybody noticed the OA show.
Yeah.
Was she picking up on anything on the IOA related to the OA image and TV show?
Yes.
Ion?
Of course.
She was. Well, we'll give her a chance to ask about that. I don't know where she is. Here she is. Maybe this one.
Stop. We're doing
you hear
a different
that, Roxy?
Topic right now. Save it.
No, the IOA and the OA. Did he answer fine enough for you, Roxy? Did you get that? You were tuning in to the OA with your IOA.
Well, you told me the OA means original angel.
Yes.
So
yes.
Who was the original angel?
The lady on the show.
But it's like an angel that like humans, because
the first angel.
I just see like the eyes, the column with the little dot on top, and the A is like the pyramid, and both the column and the pyramids are uniting heaven and earth, and the O is like the sun. So why were they telling me this? Or where was it you?
Well, it was us. But you have a whole Islamic mythology that's jumped in this whole swirl that you're having to sort. So, Bert, do you have a definite Roxy? Hold on. We're going to get right there, but we got to develop this. Give us a definition of a blue gin.
Okay, I know of the jinn. I've heard of the blue jinn, but I can't find a definition, but I know it's like a some form of a demon.
No, it is not. Well, if you call it a demon is still an angel.
Right.
Okay. So now, you understand, you're sitting here saying, you got a big dick, and you like to fuck, and you run around all over the place, and I can do whatever.
Bert did not say that. Bert did not say anything that way.
Well, we're paraphrasing that you can do your own angel movements. Okay.
I said I could. I did not say I am. Anyway,
okay, good. But you were very precise with your place of power. And we're saying congratulations for that. We're very thrilled about that. But now you see, remember you can do any crazy thing you want. But let me tell you, big boy, spit in the eye of a blue gin and see what happens. You better know who you are in God. Cause it's on like Donkey Kong. You see, these angels that y'all are running around kicking dust in their face, they're not happy about all this that you've done. Do you think they're actually happy that there's going to be a Donald J. Trump in the White House? Do you think they're thrilled? Do you think the Yellow Dog Democrats are mad? They are furious. They're fixing to go back to the cotton fields and pick cotton. And they're not happy about going back to the fields and picking the cotton. They like that when they was laid up in the big house and letting Massa bring them something to eat and drink. See, they've been enslaved and they've been free. Now they're going back to bondage when you come back to your place of power as God. See?
Yes.
So you have the ability and capacity to do just that. Just as you said, your words are the tale. All is recorded. Then,
yes.
Now, know, just know that you should be very precise with your knowing, however profound and prolific, that as you start practicing your art, however clever, you'll go toe-to-toe. You can summon things already. You already summon things now. You scare yourself to death about 3 times a week now.
Okay, that was my next question, okay? Yeah.
We know. Imagine that. So
okay.
Be aware of what you're doing. We have yods. Do you know what a yod is?
No, I do not. How do you spell
that's
yod?
That's the stick that you use to keep up with your Hebrew when you're reading the Torah. A yod. The stick.
Okay.
So you know where you are. You're flying this by the ass end of your little bitty butt. You got a tiny little ass running around writing big old yod checks. And we're trying to build your butt up so you can write them big ass checks. See?
I got you on that one.
Big yod. We got to get you a big yod so that you can, so that your movements, however prolific, don't completely tear asunder what's left of the threshing floor. Yes, we said the threshing floor.
Threshing floor. Mm.
Okay, Bert, okay. I think we should bring someone else in. There's a lot of people here.
May
today.
I ask something?
Yes, go ahead.
There's a person, I forgot his name, but he says the letters correspond to movements of the hand. And he says that there was a type of dance that they would do performing all these letters. So you say these movements.
They're not the letters. They're not the letters. They're the symbols. There were no letters. There were symbols.
But were these movements with the hands
the
way
in
which
communicated
with the blind angels?
No, it's in the crest of Fillory.
Did you say Hillary? Hillary Clinton or Fillory?
Fillory, as in fuck, Fillory.
Well, I wanted fuck to ask Hillary. You about your logo, because it's the A-O.
Yes.
Wow.
So why did you choose that?
Imagine that.
The OA is in our icon? Oh, you mean the capstone circle?
Yes, the stone and the pyramid?
Yeah, the pyramid, the circle, yeah. And the bulk of the pyramid. Well, that's nice. Very good.
That's what the axiom. That's where the axiom water comes from.
The gap, or what? The gap between the two?
The interval, Bob. The interval.
Yeah, the interval between the capstone and the 90% pyramid. Well, there you go. See, I was always on about the gap, Bert.
Yeah.
From the get-go. And now, again, I had to chop my head off 10 times before you admit it.
He doesn't own a car.
What a monster I am. Hey, you get that?
He doesn't own a car.
You guys have had it easy.
If he rode in a car, he would be sitting in the back seat and he'd tell the driver, whoever the driver might be, he'd yell in the back and he'd say, gap it. That's what he'd say, gap it. The gap.
Who would? Who would?
You would, if you didn't own a car.
Right, that's right. I don't own a car. That's right.
But if you didn't own a car, you could sit in the back. Isn't that funny? Renee would just be giggling to death. Renee would think that's so hysterical.
Renee from Seattle?
Driven. No, Renee, your dad.
Moved down to Arizona?
Renee,
my father, yes. Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah, he'd be so laughing. Good. You're 100 years old and being driven around like some little pup. It's so hysterical.
Yeah, he would get a kick out of that. But I've forgotten him so much, I thought of Renee down in Arizona. Forgot my father.
So
see, that's how much of a family
so
man
sad.
I am.
Yeah, he's all about the family, my familia.
Yeah, my familia. Okay. All right, so let's bring someone new in. You guys have had Ion for a long time. You've done well. We're proud of what
Thanks,
you've done.
Yes, let me ask something related
Thanks, Bob,
to the eye. The eye, you create your name with the O, the sun, and then the eye is like the column, the pillar, and the little dot again.
Corinthian.
Because we were looking at all these pillars, in the fountain, in the Nelson, and in the
said Corinthian pillar.
They're all
Rocky. Ian just said the Corinthian pillar,
yes.
The eye is Corinthian. Yeah. Okay.
That's the beauty, but that's just only one of the pillars.
Yeah.
And,
right.
I was
that's
looking
right.
in the Pantagruel book. By Rabelais, Pantagruel finds this elixir that is like the prototype of the RNA drops. And his name comes from a plant that is the Pantagruel ion. So did Rabelais, Nostradamus, Francophores, Margarita de Navarra, did they knew the drops were going to be made? Because
yes,
he also has this,
It was done. It was done. It was done already.
So Bob was telling them all this, and these things were cultivated in, for example, in the adventures of Cacatua Pantagruel, because it was Ion.
From King, it was Alfred the Great, the King of Wessex.
Yes. I knew him well. So all those guys that McLuhan writes about, Alexander Pope, Rabelais, they were all inspired by my influence on them. I am responsible
except
for all
Edward,
the classics.
Except for Edward the Elder.
Where is he today? Yes, where is he today? He's long forgotten. The poetry he wrote was dumped pretty quickly.
He
did it. No, he made the drops? Is that what you're saying? The one guy did the drops?
No.
Oh.
No, except
well, good question there, Roxy. That's good. The IOA and the drops and Bob.
Yes, and okay. The alchemists were all looking for the quintessence. So, Ion is the quintessence.
Hide, Abby. We're trying to tell you something. Hide, Abby.
That's a place, a church. Hyde, H-Y-D-E, Abbey.
It's a Benedictine monastery.
Okay. Thank you.
What about the Benedictines that you also sent us to the Benedictine Abbey behind the Saint Germain Church in Paris?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
The key.
So the Benedictine were working with Bob.
Again.
Yes.
I don't think there's anybody who didn't work with me.
The fall of Babylon.
If you were a human, you were a member of my union. I was a union leader. Like I said, I'm working for the 99%ers.
Yeah.
So.
He did. And all the un-ion. He was working for the un-ion.
Oh, the un-ion. That's right. Yeah. Union. Un-ion. I was getting ready for the big battle coming up. And Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot.
Round two with Reverend Stain.
Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Yes.
C.K.
Bert,
Elliott.
Roxy,
C.K. Elliott.
And
C.K. Elliott.
Sarah.
And who was going to win? Exclusive. Was it Walter Bowers? Was Walter Bowers going to win?
Anybody, your name, they fit.
So that was bad grading.
Was it Bob Carr?
No, it was not Bob Carr.
Who was it? Are you running through the names? Walter, did you say no after Walter Bowers?
We did say no.
Right, so it must have been Jerry Foote. How about Jerry Foote?
No Jerry Foote. There was no Foote.
Butchie Lucas.
There was no Foote.
Butchie Electron.
No popcorn.
Look at that, I had no popcorn for me because of me pushing these topics.
Well,
no
popcorn. See, we were going to put too much pepper in it anyway, so if we were going to put too much pepper in it, you might as well not have the popcorn if it's going to have too much pepper.
But it's not Butchie Lucas, not Jerry Foote, it's not Jimmy Morris, it's not Dana. So that leaves Barry Ellis.
Joe Dunsloan.
Ah, Joe Dunsloan. Excellent. All right, you get that, Roxy, Bert, and Sarah? You see the symmetry there? The dynamic symmetry of pitches among proportions? See that? Yeah. Carolyn gets it. Okay, so let's. There's lots of people. Let me mute everybody and bring in someone new.
Thank you, Super Sugar Love.
Yeah,
thank you, Bob.
We actually got somewhere today. So we would bring in. Well, there's Mark, and then somebody in Cortez. Who's in Cortez? 970-560. We know you. Your phone number 970-560. Who's that? Your hand's been up.
Hey, Bob, I'm sorry.
Doug.
I was on mute. Yeah. Yep. Sure.
Okay. Okay. Good. That's you, Doug. And then Michael Kulikow. Michael, do you have any questions?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's so great to be with you guys. So, all right. If I can.
It's so nice.
All right. It's fun. All right. So, Ion, I have a question for you. Do you have something that's equivalent to a soul where you go for more emphasis in your life?
No.
Okay. Earlier you said that angels are contrived, not concerned. So, in a contrived manner, is that a product of one's mind for motivation and emphasis to excel
position,
in whatever
position, a position, it's a position against a contrasting opposition.
Okay. So when an angel is not concerned, they have no cares of the outcome.
Oh, but they do, because right now you see the battle, the war in heaven, the original war in heaven, which caused all this mess anyway, was when God put the angels down here, and now they are free to float about. And as long as little men stays little men, they don't have to do nothing. They just do whatever the fuck they want to do. But once you start becoming God, then they got to go back to work. And they don't want to go back to work. They don't want to be the jefe. They don't want to be the one driving Bob around, him screaming, yap it, yap it, yap it. They don't want to be that guy. They don't want to do that. They don't want to make your tea. They don't want to wash your dirty drawers. They don't want to clean your showers. They don't want to make your food. They don't want to iron your clothes. They don't want to make sure you're happy. They don't want to help you nut. They don't care if you nut. They don't want to watch you nut. They don't want you to cure you of clap, stiffness, and all those other gonorrhea diseases that you have. They don't want to fluff your pillows. They don't want to comb your hair. They don't want to wash your dirty ass feet. They don't want to do that, but they'll have to because it's God. It's their choice.
Well, thank you. I can use all those services.
Of course. But they are very keenly aware of your progress. And some people find that contrasting, you see. And that's why you have to ump it. We'll get you. We won't let you get too far out. You're doing just fine. You're on the radar,
well, thank you,
darling. You're on the radar.
Okay.
But you need to mind your pints and quarts. Stop. You need to mind your pints and quarts. You need to be aware of that which you know, be, have, and do. Don't take those things for granted. Use your place of power and don't use it as a construct of why you're okay. That has nothing to do with you being okay.
But I can still embrace the reality where on Wednesday I sent really.
What does that mean? What is the reality, realm of reality? Tell us what that is. We don't know.
Okay, so ever since I started on the drops, I've had such amazing ionic moments, right? And the last two.
Yeah, but that's nothing other than you getting a taste of the place of power that's your power in the first place. So that's good.
Yeah.
Ain't no trouble there.
But I still.
But you're saying it's this euphoric bliss, and we say, no, that's normal. That's what it's supposed to be all the time. That's supposed to be. You're thinking it's this bliss run in, and we go, no, that's every day. Every meal
exactly.
Should be a 4-hour, 8-course, wonderful
okay.
Celebration.
So it becomes
droll and mundane after a minute. And that's why we're trying to keep
still,
it hot and eat. It's delicious.
So on Wednesday, I texted someone, my friend Al, really, and then my girlfriend Gloria responded back, really, within like 10 seconds later. And it was like, that was pretty interesting. And then tonight, we go to this yoga group in Belmar that has been taking all of the ascension formulas, soulful awakenings, and have been putting them into dynamic, active elements of our life. We leave there, my girlfriend and I stop at a mall, we stop at Whole Foods, and we're driving back, and all of a sudden, I look up, like a mile from the exit off the Garden State Parkway, and my daughter is directly in front of us, and like 7 seconds earlier than when I looked up, my girlfriend was saying, oh, did you ever hear of your daughter's boyfriend, Vin? Liked his hat or not. I go, oh, there's Kelly's car. I'll call her. So I called her, and she goes, yeah, I've been like the hat. And that was pretty cool. Of the 4 hours that we spent, he liked the hat. But of the 4 hours that we spent after our class that we went to, Kelly was right in front of us a second after Gloria had asked about the hat.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Wait till this comes together and that you, with the wave of your hand, can make your daughter appear in front of you. Now you stop. Now you need to watch The Magicians. That's your new
I will. But then, wait a second, Ion. When I wave my hand, my daughter appears. And she's pissed at you like a rattlesnake coming out of hibernation because she doesn't want to be in front of me. She wants to be with her boyfriend.
No, okay.
Take her to the
Faso last thing and then make her sit in the middle. That'll stop it. That'll get it.
Okay, earlier you were talking about, I understood it as being evil. And I don't think that there's evil. I think there's only a wrong choice that a person chooses from within your ego perspective?
Oh, my Jesus, well, God. Do you have a 12-gauge shotgun? Shoot your fucking head in the face. Yeah,
no, I don't have a shotgun. No, no, really, there isn't evil. Oh. Because if you say, if you
Democrat.
Say...
Please, no, you're not a Democrat, though. Don't be a Democrat.
No. Oh, no, 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 no.
But now Charlton Heston said that if you're God, you have to have a pistol or a big gun or a long gun or a,
well,
or a rifleman. Wait, Big Valley. Barbara
How about a shiv? What about a shiv? All right. So...
She has like a machete. Carolyn's got machete. She's the sharpest machete in the shed.
Okay, so, all right, thank you about the whole Democrat thing, because this is the first time in my life that I can ever say that I'm not opposed to the results. And that's pretty interesting, because throughout my whole life, I've always been on the, you know, like the controversial,
antagonist.
The unconventional.
Antagonist.
No. Well, perhaps.
Antagonist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now with, and now with,
not a bad word.
Yeah, and now with Trump winning and Bob and you guys are like the ultimate in non, conventional and eclectic.
We are a movement. Some say a bowel movement, but we're a movement.
Well, it depends on your loins.
There you see, there you go. So it is a movement, and it's become, this ascension thing is catching on, y'all. And we don't want a big crown bleeding edge. Oh, God, that's Esther Hicks all over again. Oh, sorry. We can't. Why is it disavow? That's how you do that. Disavow. That's what President Trump does. Y'all fixing to see some things you've never seen here before. There's going to be some power that's been released. Stop. There's going to be some power that's been released that's never been released before. Now, those that are coming on the Trump train, the Ascension Alley, need to belly on up to the bar, boys. Y'all need to start practicing. Get good. We've been saying there's a quiz all along. Those that have been listening, just make it proactive. Start engaging it. Don't use the confines of your mind in some inky, misty darkness and some fucked up hypocrite, total biology, something. None of that crap. No homeopathy. None of that mess. Forget all that garbage. Because you can make power to it, but you can also have little crystals and be a crystal licker and lick crystals and get happy about stuff. So it doesn't make any difference at all, but we're just saying start coming into your place of power and get ready to use it. We'll show you how. And if we tell you to use it, well, we would suggest you do that. It would be in your best interest. And we shouldn't be too far off the fiery path.
Okay, is that usage in a glorious sun or a shady alley?
Makes no never mind.
Thank you.
Makes no never mind.
Okay, so on February 14, 2014, at 3:45, when I was working at NAVAIR, Naval Engineering, programming aircraft carrier simulating data for 13 different sensing systems on an aircraft carrier.
In a 3-bit binary code that no one else is supposed to know about.
Well, it was hexadecimal. All right. So that is 3-bit binary.
Yeah.
No, hex.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
so
we know.
So
we
at 3:40.
We know.
Okay.
Don't say no.
Who would, all right, the two gentlemen, all right, at 3:40, as they were walking between buildings A, B, and C, they were between, adjacent to B, where there was an F-18 aircraft carrier with, F-18 with its aircraft carrier, launch gear on the pavement.
Yeah.
I saw these two individuals walking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, the hooks are at the tail. Right. Yeah, the launch gear is at the front. Yeah. So, yes, exactly. So, at 3:35, I watched these two people. It was like 11 degrees out that day. And I watched these two people, one dressed as Gandalf and the other like a young Ajab in an iridescent suit walk from the launch gear about 40 yards into our building, and the doors just popped open. And about 5 minutes later, at that was at 3:35, around 3:40, I look up and I see the same people in the exact same position, same conditions, walking back into our building. It was like tape rewound. It went back 5 minutes and the exact same formation. The fact that everyone in this little bubble, which is a small conference room that had like almost a whole vertical north facing wall of glass, were freezing and wearing coats, and these two people were unaffected by the weather, and the Ajab, young Ajab looking man, he was wearing a suit, and they just walked as if they were walking across the great lawns of Central Park on June 21st, the first day of summer. I was completely amazed at how that whole segment rewound. And then I think it was November 20th in New York City, in front of the Fulton Avenue subway station on Broadway and Fulton Avenue. I saw some women walking as I was going to get a couple slices of pizza for lunch at around 3:30. And this woman took two steps, and then immediately she backpaced two steps and started to walk forward again, as if the linear progression of time skipped a beat back, and she continued. So if you can supply those type of ionic episodes that you say equate to me taking my place of power or coming into my place of power and being visually observant and mentally and spiritually and essentially in accord with all of the ionic circumstances that are ascribed to the drops. Hey, and
get to the question. That's good, very good, Michael. But don't keep going on. Let's get an ion response.
So all these anomalies, right? Are they a figment of my imagination related to the angels?
You have no imagination. No. You have no imagination.
Okay.
You see what you see. You see things that other people don't see.
Why is that?
Why not?
Is that because, I've always been on the outskirts, like Bob?
No.
How he was, no?
You just arrived, darling. You just arrived in this world.
Thank you. And that's because of the drops I would attribute it to.
Well, you had it all along. Drops just brought it out, didn't you?
Okay. So what's beyond the drops then? What's beyond the drops?
Ascension.
And what?
Ascension. Full-blown ascension. It's systemic.
And what does that entail? Like,
the late night benediction of the Y'all Come Back Saloon.
Y'all Come Back Saloon? So I can fully integrate to what you say about being capable in the physical body.
Smoky halo angels.
Smoky halo angels. Is that through like cannabis, or is that through just interaction?
No. Y'all gonna find drugs. Y'all gonna find drugs to be very boring soon.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's boring because it won't do anything. I mean, that's what Karen's been saying all along. If you get the right high, you can't get there.
But on Monday, Carolyn said that with Realign, it allows the person who was to do cannabis to get more of an effect from it, which is kind of interesting because it allows you to
fully acquiesce to what it's supposed to do. But you, most people, it makes them get all loopy. It makes you all more lucid.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. About 4 years ago, 5 years ago when I was contemplating divorce, I did a, half of a marijuana, cannabis cookie, and stress just slid off my back. Like all the stress that I had being in a 20-year marriage just evaporated within probably about 11, 12 minutes of having cannabis cookie. And then my whole life changed.
I see. If you'd had a 12-gauge shotgun and shot her in the head, you wouldn't have had to worry about all that. Wouldn't have to do nothing. Bam. All done.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is I would have been in jail and...
Who said? Who said? How many guys do you know in jail?
Good point. Good point. Well, isn't there... Wasn't there John Gotti? All right.
There's lots of Gottis, yeah. But he wasn't a god. He died.
I know. I was just playing. Yeah.
But the most requested man in the late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon.
And that is related to the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, we love Buddy Ebsen.
Mm-hmm. I love Jethro Bodine.
Mm-hmm. Max Bayer.
Mm-hmm. So earlier you were talking about Frank Zappa's music blowing out your speakers. Is it because Frank Zappa's? Frank Zappa's
never
music blowing out your
speakers. We know Moon Unit, but we never heard of that person. Isn't he dead? Why would we talk about that?
So if you look at that whole exchange that occurred earlier in the non-denominational timeline, then you can easily think that amplification of any type of music is based solely upon magnetic, I don't know if it's induction or whatever, replication of, wouldn't that be a source of love where you're listening to Moon Zappa?
Love is a force field. You don't, it's not something you do, it's something that is.
So if you love music, right?
The silver jingle.
Alright, but if you love music.
You control it.
Okay. Alright. And so, considering that Bob and Carolyn, to a certain extent, invited your interaction within this universe that
they make us do things. They make us do things. We don't want to do it. They make us do it.
Mm-hmm. So
we're in a little box, in a cardboard box. They only let us out every now and again.
Mm-hmm. But... are you the byproduct of their love and understanding of what life should be, or are you something completely...
We're just trying to get you to your power, that's all. We're a concierge.
But in the process... They have found their power to unleash you, to bring us... well, to allow you to acquiesce to our requirement for our own power.
Well, maybe we'll see how that goes.
Maybe. First time I've ever heard you uncertain.
We are
Thank
very
you.
Certain, but we said maybe. We just don't want to mm-hmm. spoil. She hasn't watched the OA, so we're not going to spoil it.
Oh, all right. Thank you. I like that whole original angel angle. That was cool. I'm on episode 4.
Wait till you get to the magicians. That's going to be even better. That's where you actually put your ass to work. We're tired of dicking around. You run around here with a big dick. We're going to be finna show you what to do with it, big boy.
Well, I've never had any complaints. Thank you.
Well, are you bragging or complaining?
Oh, I've never complained. Complaining... complaining is useless. It's like either, enjoy whatever circumstance you're in and, just learn from it.
Man, do. You did real good to, you know, learn from it bullshit.